Chesa, we know now that school can resume in person in the fall. Is that the case for activities?
Yeah, the North Dakota High School Activities Association came out and said again in North Dakota that with the return to schools that they're going to plan on moving forward to have activities. So anything that's extracurricular, they're planning on moving forward. First boys soccer practice would be August the 3rd. First a nine-man football practice would be August the 10th. We are 5 weeks from Friday for our first high school football broadcast on our Midwest Radio Sports property. So everybody was saying it kind of needs to get to a point where they're going to come out and say it. And I think the biggest thing is if you talk to these coaches and anybody that said, well, if you can go back to school, sports are going to come back and have a play. Now, they did say, though, the High School Activity Association saying any plan, schedule, or procedure may be modified quickly to respond to current pandemic status. And the NDHSAA board president, Travis Jordan, said, and this is the biggest deal, I think, anytime you talk to coaches, saying the role that sports and activities play in the lives of our youth is extremely important, which I think when you talk to some of these coaches, we just did the Impact Softball League for the summer. They said, although it is different, they at least had a sense of normalcy seeing a 15-year-old who's a 15-year-old. You know, you're not hanging out with mom and dad the entire time and maybe FaceTiming your friends. You actually are having the normal interactions with them on a daily basis.
So, Chase, I've got a couple questions right off the bat, and you might not even have the answers to some of these. So, number one, what about crowd capacity? Are we talking about that at all yet?
Have not heard, and it's kind of very similar to what we saw with the Burgum kind of saying it goes by each school district on what they want to do. Same deal here. Now, the school board and the school districts will have to come up with the game plan to say, do we want to allow just mom and dad to go to a football game or a volleyball match? Do we allow the brother and sister and friends to come? Do we let Uncle Bob come from Minnesota into a game? You know, what's going to be the capacity? So there's questions that still, to that point, JJ, that will have to be answered.
It might just be down district by district.
Correct.
Hankinson maybe be able to fill the bleachers, but not Fargo South.
Correct. Yep.
What about those sports that we didn't get to play in the spring and early summer? Is there any word? Are we going to have a makeup baseball season in the fall, track and field, anything like that?
Unfortunately, you just missed it. If it's done, it's done. There was talk about potentially, talking with some area coaches that were like, well, we know we're hearing one state maybe moving those sports up that missed in the fall to the in the spring to the fall, and then maybe we move the fall contact sports to spring. But the problem was then if there is no school, then all of a sudden if you were a junior, you missed out on your junior and senior year, let's say, playing baseball and softball.
Sure.
So they didn't really want to do that. And obviously in high school athletics, as we know, having multi-sport athletes, you can't put all fall sports in the spring because now you got to have an athlete choose between sport A and sport B that normally is in the fall. That's in the spring.
It'd be a Bo Jackson season.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think the biggest thing is now is just to understand that, as we've seen in any sports and anything else with COVID-19, that if you've been waiting for some good news and a return to normalcy, this is good news in the terms of, you know, a year ago today, this is what we would be talking about, going, hey, we're a couple weeks away from high school practices starting up. We're, you know, a month away from schools going to back in session. So if that's what you're looking for, you got that good news today. But also have to be in mind that, you know, every school district is going to be different. When you look at a Fargo Davies or a Fargo South, their number of, student athletes or that are going to be participating or just students in general is going to be different, to your point, JJ, than a Hankinson or than a rural part of North Dakota. So I think each case, each conference, each school district's going to have to look at what best makes sense for them. And then we'll have to come up with the proper guidelines moving forward on how many fans do they allow? What will they allow for even like a broadcaster? Am I going to be allowed in the press box? You know, am I going to have to sit outside somewhere and set up for a game? So there's going to be some more questions to your answers. I mean, I know you want answers right now, Amy and JJ.
Oh, I think that those are the things that people are wondering about right off the bat.
But those are going to be the things that over the next couple of weeks here, we'll get more answers to.
So we have just as much answers about high school activities as we do school. We know that there's a possibility for it. We're all hoping for it, but we'll see how everything plays out.
Correct. And once we know anything, we'll keep you apprised on KFGO.com. You can read the complete press release from the High School Activities Association from North Dakota. Again, this is North Dakota only, not South Dakota and not Minnesota. This is North Dakota only right now saying that they're giving the green light, obviously, for fall sports.
So for high schools,
high
too,
school.
We should mention,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, not North Dakota State, not UND. Yes, this is high school. Yes, correct.
Thanks, Chase.
Thanks, guys.